Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me you're having a marvelous, a fabulous, a super fantastic day, evening, or afternoon. And why people say, why do you say that all the time? I say that because you're in three places. Okay, one of the three. You are in your purpose. You are on the way to your purpose. Or you really are in your purpose and you don't realize it. I mean, it's amazing. The good thing is purpose is in your heart, it's in your mind, it's in your walk, it's in your talk, it's everything that you do. Yes, I know. I know it's ups and downs that goes on in the world, but don't fret. You actually are, guess what? When you're in your purpose, you're helping somebody else. You're actually impacting somebody else. The most important thing is to have three things. You know what they are. Have compassion, and that means showing love to everybody you meet. Yes, everybody, even the restaurant, the department store, everywhere, gas station. I got to put that in there because and everywhere you meet someone, you should be happy and show the inner being of yourself that things are better than we think. And then, you know, I always have to say, be consistent. You got to be consistent, especially if you're a business owner. And, I mean, all brands. I mean, if you are in ministry, in the church, if you, you know, doing, even if you're doing hair care professionals, you want to be consistent because people want, when they need your products and services, you need to be available and be have the spirit of excellence in everything you do. And then you have to be authentic to yourself. And you have to be true to yourself and show love to, you know, yes, one in three is pretty, all of them, you need to show love. Because love, what the little saying is, love makes the world go round, right? Yes, but you know, relationships are very important. We have to respect each other. And we know everybody wants to be with what? Their soulmate. Everyone wants to be with the person that will help each other, not just one-sided, but we need to actually help each other. We actually need to build, you know, as the old people say, build the kingdom together, build your purpose together. But that's what we're going to actually talk about today. We actually have a highly, okay, this is just a privilege, a highly sought-after relationship coach. And we're going to talk about, I mean, a lot of things in regards to your soulmate. Are you ready? You think you're ready and you're not. I mean, do you think it happens by circumstance? Do you think it happens by plan? But all those things she's actually going to tell us of how we actually can, we got to have, get our soulmate, right? But further delay, we're not going to delay. We want to welcome the awesome, the highly sought after relationship coach, Nadia Hagen. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Renee. Thanks for inviting me to the show. I'm super excited to talk with you today, and we have such a juicy topic. You said love is what's making everything go and turning the world around, and I can't agree more on that.
Yes, you're right. But man, let's dive into this because I have my pen and paper, and I know so many other people do as well. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then we'll lead right on into that amazing, amazing, phenomenal purpose you have to help people find their soulmate.
Yeah. You know, for me, relationships has always been a very, very important part of my own life, and to be honest, a part on which I struggled for years. What I noticed is that people normally, they have a kind of image and expectations on what a good and loving relationship should look like. And that is, in most cases, the most important thing that actually hinders them to build such a loving and purposeful relationship, which they are longing for. So it took me a couple of years to find out how to have a really loving and growing the relationship I long for it in the deepest of my heart. And I've learned so much about relationships and love and spiritual growth that I decided the thing I want to bring into the world. Because if you have love in your life, you can have everything else. Love is the base of everything we have in life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. And I want to talk a little bit today about soulmate relationships and regular relationships. So what's the difference between the two? Actually, a soulmate relationship is a relationship in which we can show up with our true and authentic self. And that is the base, that's the most important ingredient we need to build and create intimacy. And you know, intimacy creates trust. And trust is where we can open our hearts even more, show even more who we truly are. And that is where we can grow as an individual and as a couple. And that's a path where we really learn to love. Because, you know, love is something we do. Love is not something that falls from the sky into our lap. That's something we can actually learn how to do. And that's the part where it gets exciting. It's very easy to find somebody and have a chemistry and just fall in love and be in love in the romantic first phase of a relationship. But when we then start to see the person as he or she really is, and we notice their flaws, like, I thought this is my shining knight in armor, but actually that's a normal human being, then it's up to us to really learn to love and to bond with each other.
Wow, that's amazing. So, you know,
thank
when
you.
People be saying the puppet love, when the puppet love goes away, you never know who's coming up, but then the true person comes out. So, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, love is so much more than the first attraction we feel for a person. We all have a history of relationships, and the first relationship we build in our lives is the relationship we have with our parents. Some of us are very lucky, but most of us, unfortunately, are not that lucky to grow up in a family that is filled with love and mutual understanding and support and focused on growing stronger together. Most of the parents our generation has, they still have their own struggles and challenges. And when we look a little bit back in time, relationships had a totally different purpose 100 years ago than they do now. You know, 100 years ago, we married because it was a good deal, a good business, I would say. You know, a woman needed to find a man to be financially secure. Nowadays, we have the freedom to choose our partner, and that made us change the reasons for which we want to have a relationship. And a lot of my clients come to me, and the first reason they tell me why they want to be in a relationship is, I don't want to be alone. And there is nothing, I can't say anything against wanting to have company. That's a beautiful thing. But if I say, I want to have a relationship because I want to share my life and my experiences, I want to love and give love, and I want to learn to love even more or more pure, and I want to grow as an individual and together with my partner, and we as a couple want to become better human beings and work on us every single day, that has a totally different vibe than I just don't want to be alone. And that's, I think, the most important part between just a relationship and a soulmate relationship.
Well, that's very powerful. So I know you said you were going to make a comparison of just a regular relationship doesn't bring in, I mean, really you have to be vulnerable if you're in a soulmate situation. And I guess we tend to not get as vulnerable or with just a regular relationship, just, you know, friends or a business partner or something of that sort.
You can turn a regular relationship into a soulmate relationship. That's possible. So I don't say that a regular relationship cannot be as intense and as loving and fulfilling and focused on growth as a soulmate relationship. But that requires work. And especially when it comes to the part of being vulnerable, especially for a lot of women. In our society, women learn to be independent and very strong and focused on goals. And all of these are good qualities in the right context. But what we should not forget is that these are mainly masculine qualities, so masculine energy. And what is typical for feminine energy is being open, being receptive, being vulnerable, and lead with our hearts, show the and share the emotions we have. That's the beautiful side of a feminine woman. Whereas a man, in his masculine energy, he has goals, he has focus, he's pushing forward, he's going after his goals, and he is leading, he's providing safety and security. And when both energies met, the masculine and the feminine, we can create a very special and fulfilling, beautiful union. But the challenge here is that as most women have learned to be tough and independent, and you know, it's a saying a lot of my clients say, I don't need a man. For most women, that's true. Nowadays, a woman doesn't need a man anymore. But there's a difference of, I don't need a man, and I want to share my life with a man. So that means that especially we women need to learn to connect back and reconnect with our hearts, to lead with our hearts, and to focus on our feminine qualities. You know, when you see a woman with a child, in most cases you can see it very clearly, the playfulness and the joyfulness and the softness she has. And these are qualities that men desire in a woman and that make them attracted to her. And that is what is creating the bond between the two of them. And it also helps the man to come more into his own masculine energy so that both energies build a strong bond and help each other to grow.
Let me ask a question because you hit something so powerful. We as ladies, you're right, because I can look at the difference of my mom and myself. And she pretty much stayed in the home a majority of the time. And, you know, and then at one season in her life, she worked. But now, I mean, most ladies, we start off, you know, high school, college, and into corporate America, and then, you know, having probably sometimes two or three different jobs at one time. How can, you know, because so we're dominant, that's the word I'm trying to get out. How can we still display those qualities that you say we, you know, that we still need a male in our life? How are women dealing with that? You know, just from your experience, your clients, you know, dominant at work or they're CEO of the company at work, but then at home, you know, they still want to be, you know, and I'm going to just say it, ladies, forgive me for saying this way, but being a lady, I mean, you know, we tend to want that, the romantic, you know, the intimacy and the compliments. We want those kind of things.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how you said being a lady, because that's exactly what it is. It is a challenge if women work in a corporate world. But there is a way to connect back to our hearts. The first thing is to start in really, really small steps if we are not used to this. For example, do the things that make us feel feminine. That can be something like really taking 30 minutes and take a walk in nature and connect to nature and connect to life and feel our heart within ourselves. That can be something like meeting with friends and just being open because, you know, our friends are supportive. They love us. So there it is much easier to show more and more who we truly are. But we need to do the inner work. And the inner work, that means we need to heal our hearts. I think all of us have experienced at least one, if not much more, situations where we were led by our emotions and we were vulnerable and we were told like, oh, don't act like a little girl or don't play the nice girl or whatever, you know, something that hurt us at this time. And it's also when we are in our families and we are confronted with the patterns our family has developed to create their own relationships, normally we take a lot of these patterns over. For example, if we had a mother who worked 3 jobs and was very absent in our family, she maybe took care of all the cooking and the house cleaning and all the duties, but she didn't have the time and also the inner strength left after coming home from 3 jobs to sit down with us and really connect from her heart to ours, so that we as children felt seen, felt appreciated, felt loved, because all these qualities give us a feeling of being worthy and being safe and secure in love and in connection with another human being. So it's about healing our hearts and doing the inner work that we trust ourselves, that our emotions are safe for us, that we can handle them, that we don't go into drama or into very hard and strong masculine energy, but that we stay connected with ourselves. Did this answer your question?
Oh, that is powerful. I mean, you know, and the thing, you know, because I, you know, I'm very transparent. I didn't grow up in poverty, but one thing I can say that my parents instilled a great foundation of love and respect. But that generation, and I'm talking about, you know, in the 80s, 70s, 80s, the love language, if you will, was that they pretty much provided. Being from the South, they really didn't say the word love a lot. You know, they just showed it. You know what I'm saying? And then they gave us a great foundation and then shelter, clothing. But what I've noticed over the years that our family came closer and closer, and we were able to express that, you know, by actions, of course, and of course, saying it. And I think that's very important that we have to. I'm not a mother myself, but I really agree with you. The things I think I read somewhere, and I'll forgive me, I don't know who actually quoted this, but most of the skill sets that a child learns is at by 7 years old. So we have to make sure that we stand up as parents, as godparents, that we instill those loving nature, of course, to protect themselves as well. But I think we take for granted what kids are really receiving from us at a young age, and they are, because if you look back, that love language, they get that very foundation at an early age. And then we look back when we are adult and look back like, okay, and that gives you a big task as being our relationship coach to turn our, if you will, mindset back around to say we are worthy of love, that we can have a soulmate, that we can, you know, achieve love and our, you know, career as well. But tell us a little bit about that, because when you actually coach people, I'm just thinking outside the box that it takes a lot of your sessions to kind of conquer that, what we've been through in the past.
Yeah, it does, but it's, you know, it's so beautiful and rewarding to see people heal and then see them attracting love in their life. Because when we heal these patterns, when we heal this feeling of unworthiness within ourselves, it does not only happen that we naturally and easily attract our soulmate, it also happens that we attract much more love in all our other areas of our lives. So we might attract beautiful friends, and we might have very intimate and beautiful encounters with work colleagues and other people around us. So, it's very rewarding. And I love that you mentioned the love languages, because you're also right with the 7 years. It's totally true. we receive all the subconscious programming, or most of it, until the seventh year in our lives. And each person has a love language. There are different, five different love languages. And acts, what you mentioned is acts of services, so that your parents did not say each other, oh, I love you, but they showed them, showed each other, I love you. They might have done something for the other person, like the regular stuff. Maybe your mom cooked and showed her love and appreciation for her husband and the family. And maybe your dad provided, which is a beautiful thing. So actually, it's very interesting. If you have the chance to watch little children with their parents, you will see that each child has its own love language. Some really need to hear it, and some might need to be physically close and being touched and being held and cuddled. So every person has its own love language, and that's also something in a relationship. We need to learn our love language. So what do we need from our partner to actually feel loved by him or her? And we also need to learn the love language of our partner if it's different. But these are things we can learn. And when I work with my clients through their relationship and love history, I would say, we look at all the memories they have where they deeply felt hurt and unseen and unvalued. So it's a process to discover these things that happened in their life and then go back and examine what truly had happened. Because very often we make up a story of something we experience in life, and it might also be possible that the story we made up is not the ultimate truth. And that brings a lot of healing for our hearts. So we need some kind of patience for this process, that's true. But there are tools and techniques where we can massively speed it up. And it's very helpful to have somebody who supports you and helps you to see the things where you block out love because you were hurt. For ourselves, it's quite challenging to see our own story very clearly because normally we have lived with it our whole lives and that's our reality. So it's very helpful if we have somebody point it out and ask the right questions so that we can get the aha moment like, oh gosh, you know, I had a client, she was telling me like, yeah, that's exactly the feeling I always had with my father. And that was a pattern that repeated itself with the man she was dating. And there's the key.
Mm. Wow. So we really need to hound in on it. Because I actually, I can't remember, I went to a class, I think the first of the year, I think. And actually they have said that even the love language branches over, if you will, to our business, the things that we're doing. So we have to make sure, you know, for instance, if you're a person that needs some words or affirmation, depending on what career you're in, you may not get that by words. I told the lady, for example, when I teach students for anesthesia, because I'm an anesthesiologist as well, 9 times out of 10, and I know that's kind of bad for me to say this about the media world, patients tend not to thank the anesthesiologist. They thank the surgeon, which is fine. I mean, we don't look for that. But if you're a person that needs the words of affirmation, I tell the students that you probably won't get that. But let me tell you how to perceive that, and you will still get the same gratification, is when you see the patient leave and the patient's happy, having a great relationship and laughing with their family when they're being, you know, go out to their car, if it's a surgery center type of setup, that it's actually, you're getting that, but you may not get that directly from the patient. So I've seen that even gold into our careers and our purpose, the things we end up doing in our business. So we have to have sessions with you to get that under control, because if we're looking for, like they say, for example, the words for affirmation, depending on what career we've gone into, we may or may not get that, and we don't want to be frustrated in what we're doing on a daily basis.
Absolutely. That is so, so true. I can't agree more on that. It also reflects and is reflected in our purpose and in our businesses, in our daily life, I would also say. And that's why it's so important to be aware of our own love language and also to be able to decipher other people's love languages. For example, my love language is words of affirmations. My partner's love language is physical touch. So he's pretty good in cuddling the whole day, which is awesome. But he's not the guy telling me over and over, I love you so much. So it was my charge and my responsibility to be able to decipher his behavior and to recognize what it truly means. For example, one day I came home late, and due to business travel, we did not stay at the same place. And he stayed awake pretty late into the night until I called him and said, okay, I'm safely home. And that's his way of showing his love. That's equal to I care about you and I want to make sure that you're safe home. That's important to me. That would be the same thing in words, and he is showing it in his behavior.
I want to ask a question because this just came in my mind. What if you are like yourself, and I think I'm that way as well, the words of affirmation, but we end up in our purpose is not, you know, just like I made a reference earlier, if you're the career, let's say if you end up being a coach, if you end up being a media personality or a nurse or something, or just a business owner, but you end up attracting people that maybe, you know, probably not touch if you're a coach, you know, but maybe they are one of the other love languages that they, you know, you have to do acts of service, for example. What do you do? I know that's a big question, but what do you do in those kind of circumstances?
You need to learn a foreign language. That means you need to be aware how these people show their appreciation and their thankfulness and gratitude and their love to you. So it might be, for example, if you're a nurse, it might be that a patient was very happy that you took so lovingly care of him, but he can't say this. Maybe he's bringing you a bag of chocolate as a thank you. That would be the love language of gifts. That is his way of expressing his appreciation and gratitude. And then it's our duty, if we want to be happy and feeling fulfilled, to decipher that, to recognize that each person is different and that we all express our emotions in different ways. And then to look at it, I would say, from media perspective, and become clear what does this person truly want to communicate to me in this moment right now. What does this bag of chocolate mean? And I think that's very helpful.
Wow. So we have to really get your services so we can make sure we're doing the right thing. You know, it seems like that, you know, I think you made a great point earlier that we attract certain love language. So that's what ends up working out the best for us. But, you know, time goes so quickly here. Please give us any other things you want to share. We got to get your website and give you your amazing community group that you have. But follow up on how we can contact you and how we can actually get your services and support you on social media as well.
Yeah. You can check out my website under www.natyahagen.com. And you will also find me at Facebook. It's Natya Hagen Coaching. You will find me on Instagram as well. If you like daily love languages, then Instagram is the place to be. I share every single day an inspiring and uplifting love quote for all of us. It's Natya_Hagen. Yeah, and I'm more than happy to connect and chat with all of you if you have any questions or want to bring the soulful connection into your relationship, or if you're still looking out for your soulmate. And what's really close to my heart that I want to share is that it is definitely possible for everybody to find truly fulfilled and deeply connected love in our lives. It's not just luck. It's possible for everybody. I've seen it over and over with my clients, and I've experienced that in my own life. After I put in the necessary work, what I found was a soulmate. So, yeah, definitely words of encouragement. Don't give up. You are supposed to find your soulmate.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I have to say this. I love your voice. It actually helps us get peace, and it show it. You know, you actually emit love all around in your passion. So you're, you know, as we say, you're in the right passion, purpose, and we just thank you so much for being in your purpose, and of course, being here with us on Good Deeds.
I thank you so much for having me, and thank you for these really kind words. You made my heart smile. You put a huge smile on my heart and on my face. But was so exciting and a great pleasure to talk with all of you today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, ooh, this is what they say, a tweetable, a shareable. You've got to share this because, I mean, you have to know your love language. But the thing is, you know, those mental blocks that we have, we actually going to get in contact with this. I mean, she's highly sought after now, so you got to connect with her to get the information. The relationship coach, Natya Hagen, she's amazing. I'm serious. Her Instagram, you're going to be like, what? This is what I'm doing? That's why my soulmate is not coming. But please connect with her, and you know she'll connect with me if she needs us for anything. So I really, really appreciate her for taking time out of her busy schedule. I just thank you so much, Natya. Oh, I love it.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know how to contact us. If you want any information about our radio and TV show, our advertising, our sponsorships, we have different packages that's coming out because you say you needed some other reach and media exposure. So we have that, the publishing company, our other platform that's speaking, which is Christian-based Sunday Soul Service. We have information about that. But all of our social media, all of the things that I do and have the honor of doing is at our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. And that's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. Please remember, you do have a purpose. You do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born one and why you're still here on earth. Do the three things I always say. Say it with me. You know it. Believe, trust, and walk it out. Now walk out your destiny and don't stop. Get it, right? Well, we'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.